God, spelt backwards, equals dog. The backs of cars at this time of year often have a sticker, a dog is for life, not just for Christmas. So is God. But hold on a minute, the season of Advent is not Christmas. It points towards, and in fact the root of the word in Latin means to go towards, to approach. Advent, that season, those 4 weeks before Christmas that the Christian church keeps, is very much a time of preparation, or it should be. And yet that almost disappears in the secular world of Christmas lights and decorations and activities, many of which are good. But in Bristol, where I live, I noticed on the weekend of the 22nd of November that many of the lights were on. I would appreciate the work and the time, the effort, the cost that has gone into that, but frankly, it's far too early. It's almost as if we do away with Advent and do away with preparing. We need to give time, effort and work at looking after a dog, but so do we with God. How do we prepare for the birth of Christ, which Advent looks forward to? How do we make time to dwell, say, on John the Baptist, the chief scriptural figure in these 4 weeks, the one who came from the desert and who pointed the way, I am not the one who is to come, he is to follow me. He points the way to someone more important than he is, someone who will save the world. And a dog may be a useful image. You walk with a dog. And we could say, in a sense, we walk with God, or very much he walks with us. He guides, he strengthens, he helps, he forgives. He's with us always. As Jesus said, I am with you always until the end of time. You feed a dog, and the Lord feeds us. God feeds us. Jesus feeds us with his body and blood in Holy Communion, with his word, with his presence. And with a dog, you spend time, sometimes just in the presence of. And think of that phrase, be still and know God. And in the weeks of Advent, it can be very difficult to be still and to know God. And when I was thinking of that image of the dog, well, it's not very elegant, but you know how a dog sniffs around, very interested. He's here and he's back and around and remembers. And in a sense, God sniffs around us as we do around him. He remembers us. He doesn't forget us. We need to be interested in God in this time of year, as in every time. So by all means, think of cards and presents and would-be visitors and how many sprouts are needed. But for all of us in Advent, there is the challenge to think of the significance of God made man in Jesus Christ. And let's try and make time to do that before Christmas Eve.
You can subscribe to our newsletter at cliftondiocese.com.